Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. There are today, and there always have been, numerous barriers to men's and women's serving God enthusiastically and faithfully. Jesus mentioned three of these in his parable of the sower. Jesus said that some seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it out, so that it brought forth no fruit unto perfection. Matthew says that the person becomes unfruitful. According to Luke, what are the thorns which choke the good word from being productive? And they which fell among the thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit unto perfection. Luke 8:7-14. Did you notice the word cares in verse 14? That word comes from a Greek word which means worries, anxieties. Is Jesus saying that a Christian cannot do the work of the Lord as effectively as he should if he is worried about his health, the economy, the moral and spiritual condition of the world? In our Lord's great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said very plainly to his followers, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Matthew 6:24. Immediately following these very stern words, Jesus said, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and body than raiment?" Matthew 6:25. Unfortunately, the expression, "take no thought," might leave the impression that Christians are not to think about food, clothing, and shelter. Nor are we to plan for earthly provisions. Actually, that is the very opposite of what the Scriptures teach. The expression, "take no thought," comes from the same Greek word rendered care in the parable of the sower. Luke 8:14. Jesus was not forbidding foresight, but worry and anxiety. Is it always easy to tell the difference between the two? Obviously it is not. But we are to strive to discern between them. We must work at trusting God to make all things work out to our good and to His glory. Romans 8:28. Jesus was not speaking of luxuries when he mentioned food, drink, and clothing. They are the essentials of life. We cannot live without food and drink and clothes. If we are forbidden from worrying about the necessities of life, what about the luxuries? Jesus was not discouraging our being concerned about providing food, drink, and clothes, both for ourselves and for those who depend on us, including the poor and the unfortunate. But he knew, and we ought to know, that worrying does no good and often does great harm. Paul told the Philippians, "The Lord is at hand. Therefore do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." Philippians 4:5-7. Peter admonished, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." 1 Peter 5:7. The human body is a gift from Almighty God. It was purchased by Jesus Christ and is the home of God's Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. But this old house, as Stuart Hamblin used to sing, will eventually not keep our spirits, but they will be released to live with God throughout eternity. In view of this great truth, Jesus asked, "Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment?" Matthew 6:25. We do not live to fill our stomachs or to wear clothes. We live to glorify our Father in heaven. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.